This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
It is 76 degrees, 707 at WCHL. Our forecast calls for cloudy skies, but just a 20% chance of rain. High today about 85 degrees. Nice day in Chapel Hill. Nice night, as far as we know, in Columbia, South Carolina, where Carolina's season opener on the football season. Hundreds gathered in front of the courthouse on Franklin Street downtown yesterday as part of the Taking the Dream Home rally to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. Speakers at the event yesterday and echoed many of the same sentiments the president conveyed to the nation earlier in the day. Each message reflected on the civil rights work which Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. began decades ago and on the progress still to be made. WCHL's Rachel Nash was there and has the story.
It's history and it's where we are now because of that history. And if it weren't for that history, we wouldn't have had this crowd here and all of these people who are joining in and raising their voices.
That's former State Senator Ellie Kinnaird. She was one of the many speakers at the rally. Minister Robert Campbell, president of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP, helped to organize the event, which police estimated was attended by 500 people.
It's a good day, a great day. Just to see the diversity coming together and saying, let's keep hope alive. Let's keep humanity at the top. Let's keep humanity to a point where we can actually make sure that changes occur and that we can make sure that they are ever going, ever moving.
Across the state Wednesday, similar gatherings happened simultaneously in North Carolina's 12 other congressional districts.
We have to energize locally. That is the key for success. If we energize, mobilize, and keep it moving, we will overcome.
In addition to celebrating the anniversary of the March on Washington, the rallies were a continuation of the North Carolina NAACP's Moral Monday movement. The weekly demonstrations, which happened over the summer in protest of policies put forth by the Republican-led General Assembly, resulted in more than 900 arrests. For 17 years, Kinnaird represented Orange County in the state Senate. Along with thousands of protesters, she shared her disapproval over the current state of North Carolina's government and supported the Moral Monday movement. Kinnaird recently announced her resignation from the District 23 seat. She said she was tired of watching the reversal of many progressive measures which she and others had pushed through.
What we have to do is make very clear in the next election that we are going to take it back.
Bishop Larry Reed of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP said though he believes there is still much work to be done in the state, he was touched by the crowd's diversity at the rally.
When you look out, you couldn't take a paintbrush and make these colors. That's the beauty of saying, okay, it's not just a people of color or a people brown, white, black. It's a people.
Local elected officials from the three municipalities were among those in the crowd. A moment was taken to recognize the arrestees from the Moral Monday protests. The large group took to the steps of the courthouse as onlookers shouted, "Thank you." Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Civil rights activists are focusing squarely on North Carolina's Republican elected officials at rallies all over the state, marking the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. The state chapter of the NAACP held Take the Dream Home protest yesterday, not only here in Chapel Hill, but in 12 other districts around the state of North Carolina. More than 400 people were participating in the event yesterday in Raleigh. Speakers there linked the cause of racial equality by the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. to a fight against GOP policies in state government this year that have led to several hundred arrests and civil disobedience. Many of those arrested, of course, were from right here in Orange County. The events came just hours after Republican Governor Pat McCrory released a statement saying the fight for equal access to opportunity is not over, even as people disagree on how to reach it. Seven Senate hopefuls turned out last night right after the rally. They were there for the rally. They stayed on to make a bid for Ellie Kinnaird's empty seat in the General Assembly. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
A committee of four will decide next month who should replace former State Senator Ellie Kinnaird, who resigned from office August 19th. The four are members of the State Democratic Executive Committee representing Orange and Chatham counties. Last night, they had a chance to hear from the seven people who have put their names forward to fill the vacant seat. Kinnaird herself spoke briefly at last night's forum, endorsing former Representative Alice Boardson. Kinnaird said Boardson, who served 5 terms in the House and is the current vice chair of the Orange County Democrats, has the experience necessary to step into the position right away. Boardson also touted her experience representing Alamance County, citing her work to help children and senior citizens. Heidi Chapman, a personal injury attorney in Chapel Hill, said she's seen the positive impact the community college system can have in the lives of people who are out of work, but she worries the system is being undermined by the current education budget. Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton argued that the role of the appointee should not be to lobby for specific issues, but to work to win back the legislature from Republican control. He said his campaign experience in Chapel Hill and Carborough municipal elections can help get the Democratic Party organized in 2014. House Representative Valerie Fouché said since being elected to the General Assembly last year, she's built relationships with Republican members of the House that helped move Orange County's agenda forward. Nonetheless, she said she'd fight to tip the balance back to Democratic control. Lynette Hartzell, an attorney from Cedar Grove, said she'd champion equality as an advocate for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender citizens. She called for Democrats to stand up for LGBT civil rights. Jim Porto, former mayor of Carborough, said he would not run for re-election if appointed. Instead, he would focus on rebranding the Democratic Party to appeal to moderate voters alienated by the GOP's agenda. Amy Thiemann spoke of her local business ties to Chatham County and her ability to raise money for Democratic candidates. She said she'll bring a science background to issues like fracking and climate change. Committee members also had a chance to ask the candidates specific questions, and while they did touch on policy issues like restoring education funding and protecting women's reproductive rights, much of the conversation revolved around the need for fundraising and organizing to shore up the Democratic Party ahead of next year's election. Members of the public had a chance to weigh in. Of the 15 who addressed the committee, more than half spoke in favor of Valerie Fouché. The committee will make nominations and vote on September 8th at the Chatham Community Library. The two Orange County representatives control 446 votes between them, while the Chatham representatives control 212. Committee members can split their votes any way they choose. The winning candidate will need 330 votes to secure the appointment. Committee members say they do want to hear from the public. You can email all four at ncsenate23vacancy@gmail.com or find more information at our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The 44% of voters polled about the 7 people seeking appointment to that Senate seat are undecided. Outgoing Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton appears to be the people's top choice to replace L.A. Kinnaird. Public Policy Polling Director Tom Jensen says 484 voters were polled across the district, which covers Orange and Chatham. Chilton was the choice second to undecided with 20%, and State Representative Valerie Fouché came in third with 16%.
We asked people both their first choice and their second choice, and Chilton and Fouché came out in the top 2 spots on both of those fronts. None of the other candidates in double digits.
Following Kinnaird's resignation announcement August 19th, more than half a dozen people have put their names forward for consideration for that Senate seat. Jensen says name recognition was a significant factor in the poll results.
What's sort of interesting is that Mark Chilton and Valerie Fouché are the only people who are known to over 50% of voters in the district. None of the others, including Alice Boardson, have higher than 24% name recognition.
This is unprecedented during this election cycle. The poll also found that 72% of people say they favor the work Ellie Kinnaird did during her 17 years as senator.
Ellie Kinnaird's the most popular politician we've polled on anywhere in the country so far in 2013. She's the first person to crack a 70% approval rating, so that's very remarkable for her to come in at 72%.
Once again, a 4-member committee made up of Democratic officials from Orange and Chatham is charged with making the appointment to the vacant Senate seat. The committee will meet in the Chatham Community Library on September 8th to make nominations and cast a formal vote. To read the complete rundown of the PPP's poll results, you can visit this article on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. It's a new day for the IFC. That story coming up in just a moment on WCHL, along with coverage of tonight's Carolina-South Carolina football game on WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, inviting you to a customer appreciation event coming up tomorrow from 2 until 6 in the afternoon at their Chapel Hill North store. WCHL will be there broadcasting live from 3:30 to 5:30. Enjoy giveaways, win prizes, and learn how to save money on gas. Cruisers, good to go. Now, with your good-to-go traffic, here is Rand Northman.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic is good to go. I-40, 15-501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents or for delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. You can give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely, and we hope that traffic continues the way it is right now.
No news is good news.
That's right.
Great. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented by Glass Half Full in Carborough, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun. Online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. 75 degrees in Chapel Hill, 74 in Hillsboro, also 74 in Carborough. Mostly cloudy with isolated showers in our forecast. Only a 20% chance of rain. High today about 85. Tonight partly cloudy with a low 65. And then tomorrow we're looking at mostly sunshine with a high of 85 degrees. So some pretty good weather on the way. And again, only a 20% chance of rain today.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
WCHL News Time, 7:18. The Interfaith Council for Social Services' new executive director, John Dorward, says though the new community house that's scheduled to be built next year has brought controversy because of its location, he wants to make sure those distractions don't hurt the overall mission of the IFC. WCHL's Rand Northam has more.
We have all these different people and all these different services that we offer, and we have to continue to do that. We have an awful lot of people who depend on us throughout the community, and we need to keep that in mind.
On August 21st, Dorward took the place of Chris Moran, who retired July 1st after 17 years in the executive director's office. Dorward says he's confident that through the Good Neighbor Initiative, the community will easily be able to communicate about the best situation for the community house and its neighborhood.
There will be an ongoing committee for the community house that will be setting up as we start building. That will include town representatives, neighbors, a variety of interested parties will be at the table, and we will be discussing on a regular basis what goes on, what has gone on, what is happening at the facility, and if there are changes that need to be made, then we feel like that we'll be in a position to go ahead and do that.
The ground has been cleared for the community house at the corner of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Homestead Road. In 2006, Congressman David Price secured $250,000 in economic development initiative monies for this project, but it was running out of time in which it could be used. After $3,000 or $4,000 was taken out for administrative purposes, 20% could be used for pre-development costs like land clearing. That adds to the more than $600,000 that was already spent on pre-development, but the remaining $198,000 had to be used before September, so it was necessary to get the project underway. Trees were cleared, the land was leveled, and a storm drain system was put in place. Grass was also planted to avoid as much erosion as possible. Dorward says the IFC also serves the community through its food pantry, currently located on Main Street in Carborough.
We've got 4,100 households, not people, but 4,100 households in the local area who are members of the food pantry and can come in once a month if they need to. And that doesn't include the people that we're taking care of through the men's homeless shelter, the women and children's homeless shelter. You know, that's another 500 or 600 people a year.
While the IFC continues planning and work on the community house, it's also planning to relocate the food pantry to an operations center called Food First, which would combine its community kitchen and food pantry. In the meantime, Dorward says he hopes the IFC can find a temporary location for the community kitchen.
The community kitchen will not be moving with the community house over to the new site. We have hopes that we will be able to get approval from the town of Carborough to move the community kitchen down here to the Douglas building where we have the food pantry and the administrative offices.
The IFC is also running a capital campaign to continue to raise money for the building of the community house. The goal of the campaign is $3,725,000 for the two-story building that will host 52 men throughout its more than 16,500 square feet. For more information on the IFC and its new executive director, John Dorward, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 7:22. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. A look at sports brought to you by UNC Healthcare. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. Well, tonight's the night. Tar Heels open up the season against South Carolina down in Columbia. It is the opening game for the entire college football season. kickoff time, 6 p.m., Carolina versus the Gamecocks. And we've been waiting on this one for a long time. Of course, early in the week, head coach Larry Fedora says the game plan is all finished. No reason to even talk about that now, but it's time to go out there, throw the team in a live competition in front of a national television audience and a WCHL radio audience as well, and just hope that everybody performs the way they're supposed to perform.
All right, Hayes in the barn now. Now we just polish up and, you know, game plan's done. Everybody understands what they've got to do. Now we just polish up and it's all mental from this point on.
Love that saying, Hayes in the barn now. And you know, Coach Steve Spurrier has been coming up with similar colorful comments down at South Carolina as well. It is going to be an epic matchup, North Carolina versus South Carolina, opening game of the season, and we'll have it for you right here on WCHL. Our coverage will start at 3 this afternoon with Countdown to Kickoff. Now, a guy who knows all about Carolina football is Brian Chakos, former offensive lineman for Carolina. He joins us this morning. Brian, before you even say a word, let me just do something here to get you even more fired up for tonight's game.
7 seconds on the play clock. Big third down here. Carolina trying to take the lead. Shotgun snap to Renner. He drops straight back. Plenty of time. Goes to the end zone. Ebron leaps. Catches it for 6. What a play by the Tar Heel tight end. 35-30. Romar's going to go. Go, Romar. Go. Touchdown, Carolina.
Well, Brian Chakos, you ready for tonight's game?
You got to love Jones, man. Jones has just done a great job. He's just seamlessly taken over for Woody, and it's just been fantastic, Ron. I'm loving it. Can't wait for tonight.
I hope we hear a lot of plays like that tonight down in Columbia. It's going to be tough, and we wanted to call on you to get your insights on tonight's game. What are these players feeling right now as they get ready for this opening kickoff?
They're feeling a lot of excitement, Ron. You know, obviously they've been hearing about Jadeveon Clowney. They've been hearing about South Carolina and SEC football and that it's a different brand. Which it is. I mean, it's big-time football, and SEC is in a different class of its own. But you know what? Carolina has been on the uptick for the last year. Coach Fedora's done a fantastic job, and we have a really good team. And a lot of people need to buy into the fact that we have a really good team this year. I think we can compete for the Coastal Division. And you know what? I think if we can take this game into the fourth quarter tonight, there's a great opportunity Carolina can come home with a victory tonight.
Well, a lot of holes to fill on that offensive line, which I'm sure you're kind of focused on.
Yep.
And also, one big advantage is we have a 3-year starter at quarterback in Brent Renner, but he's got to get protection from those guys up front.
He's got to get protection, Ron. And the great thing about that that we have is we have Russell Bodine, our center, who's bona fide, I think, an all-ACC player, and James Hurst, who I know could be a day-one draft pick in this upcoming NFL draft. And he's going to have his hands full, obviously, tonight with Jadeveon Clowney, who, you know, potentially could win the Heisman Trophy this year. I think they're going to move him around a lot. But with the offense that we run, it's going to be a lot of quick three-step stuff, get the ball out of your hands, a lot of misdirection, really trying to keep South Carolina on their toes and keep them disciplined to read their keys and not to play off the crowd, play off the excitement of 85,000 and William Bryce Stadium tonight. And, again, it's really going to be a great atmosphere and a great way to kick off college football, for sure.
We're talking to Brian Chakos on WCHL. Brian, quickly here, you want to make a prediction for tonight's game?
Yeah, I think Carolina's going to come home with a victory. I think it's going to be a really tight one, though. I think it's going to be 28-27. And, again, it's going to really come down to the fourth quarter. It's going to be I think South Carolina's going to start off fast. I think they're going to play off the crowd. But I think Carolina's going to settle in. And, you know, again, they're going to take it into the fourth quarter and be able to pull it out late.
Brian, on a completely unrelated note, haven't had a chance to speak with you in the last few days, but congratulations to you and Courtney on the new addition in your household, Zoe.
Thank you.
I know that your excitement is just through the roof, Go ahead, man.
It's through the roof, Ron. You're right, and thank you for saying that. But Courtney and I are just beyond excited. We were up at 2 and 4 o'clock this morning changing diapers and just getting ready for college football tonight, and she's already a big Carolina fan, and again, she'll be sitting there watching with me tonight in anticipation of a Carolina win, Ron.
Well, fantastic. Hey, listen, thanks for taking the time to join us. I know that you got lots of busy things going on there, so have a great day and enjoy the game tonight.
Thanks, bud. Always good talking to you, Ron. Take care, pal.
That is former Carolina offensive lineman Brian Chakos with his take on tonight's game. Quick note about Carolina football. Carolina got some really good news yesterday in a huge boost for the Carolina football program. Five-star class of 2014 running back Elijah Hood announced via Twitter on Tuesday evening, actually, that he will be heading to Chapel Hill to join the Tar Heels next season. He cited his love for the improving program under Coach Fedora and desire to stay closer to home and family. He decommitted from Notre Dame and chose to align with the ever-improving play on the gridiron at the flagship school in his home state. Hood is a star player from Charlotte Catholic High School. He currently has 19 offers from around the country. He had chosen Notre Dame. He went back on that. He has chosen the Tar Heels now over Clemson, Duke, Florida State, Miami, Ohio State, South Carolina, Stanford, and Southern Cal, among others. Of course, we're all excited because of the season opener tonight. Game time, once again, 6 o'clock, and our coverage will start at 3 with Countdown to Kickoff on WCHL. Be sure and join us for everything right here at WCHL. And now we're going to check in with Mr. Chansky to get his take on things.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Don't be surprised if the Battle of the Carolinas goes right down to the wire. This is our Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. I picked the Tar Heels to lose a close game tonight in Columbia, but the more I think about it, the more I'm not so sure. The real Carolina might actually win, hearkening back to a big upset between the two teams on the basketball court. Once upon a time, nationally ranked South Carolina swaggered into Chapel Hill and left out of breath. The younger, sleeker Hoop Heels of Dean Smith would not play to South Carolina's strength and ran them out of town with one of the biggest upsets in UNC sports history. Upon further study, I see a correlation between that game and the one that kicks off the football season at 6 p.m. in Columbia on ESPN. The number 6 Gamecocks are heavily favored. They are big, okay, with a monstrous front seven on defense, but they are fatter, so to speak, than faster on offense. Not the high-flying kind of attack that Steve Spurrier has put out there in the past. Both of those characterizations could play into this game. We all know that Larry Fedora wants to be smart, fast, and physical. Hopefully they will play smart, and so fast, like more than 80 offensive snaps, that it will offset South Carolina's size and strength on defense. Bryn Renner has been getting a lot of notice going into his senior season, and he will try to stretch that field and get the ball to his wideouts led by Quinshaw Davis and tight end Eric Ebron, while A.J. Blue and Romar Morris lead the committee that hopes to replace Gio Bernard. Defense is actually where this game could be won or lost for the Tar Heels as well as the home team. Clearly, North Carolina has to be better against the pass than it was last year. But throwing the ball is not one of South Carolina's strengths. Quarterback Connor Shaw is experienced and smart, but hardly fleet with a feather touch. So if the smart, fast, and physical enough Heels can get on the board early and force South Carolina away from a power, ball control, and defense-dominated game, it could send Spurrier into his discomfort zone. Look for the visor to go fly a few times. If it does, the old ball coach is there. So on the Chapelboro College Pick'em game, I said 35-28 South Carolina. But it could actually be the other way around, and Fedora's fleet could sink the Spurrier ship in what would be one hell of a way to open the new football season. This is our Chansky. See ya.
Ever dreamed of meeting your perfect match? Meet Clara, an 82-year-old ex-dancing queen seeking a caring soul who enjoys pasta and is comfortable driving. Find out if you're Clara's perfect match by becoming a Home Instead caregiver. Working with seniors in their homes can be challenging, but tremendously rewarding. Enjoy training, support, flexible shifts, and a job that nurtures the soul. Learn more at homeinstead.com/caregiver.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think about it. Is there anything better than a lobster dinner? Fresh, tender, succulent lobster? For lobster lovers everywhere, the answer is obvious. No. Now imagine your delicious fresh Maine lobster served with a side of perfectly whipped mashed potatoes and the world's best hush puppies. You deserve a lobster. And here's the good news. Your lobster dinner is waiting for you at Squid's tonight.
Squid's Restaurant and Oyster Bar. And don't forget, lobsters are on special every Monday night.
Tom Wiltberger here of Terra Nova Global Properties with the top three most embarrassing things that have happened to your realtor on the job. Number three, accidentally let the neighbor's cat in, which was standing at the front door. Number two, showed the wrong house. And number one, while showing a house, walked in on people sleeping, or worse yet, bathing. While you might find these funny, buying or selling a house isn't a laughing matter. We're serious about real estate.
give us a call.
Terra Nova Global Properties, focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deals. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
It's the bottom of the hour at WCHL. Your Chapel Hill Carborough weather looks like this. It's 75 degrees in Chapel Hill, unseasonably and unreasonably warm this morning. Mostly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower later on today, 20% chance. High today about 85. Tonight partly cloudy with a low 65, and then tomorrow mostly sunshine with a high of 85. And good weather predicted for Columbia, South Carolina tonight.
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's newest talk and Tar Heel station, and streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
The morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
7:33, 75 degrees in Chapel Hill. I'm Ron Stutz. Hundreds gathered in front of the courthouse on Franklin Street yesterday as part of the Taking the Dream Home rally to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. It was sort of a follow-up to all the Moral Monday protests going on in Raleigh all summer long, I should say. Speakers at the event yesterday echoed many of the same sentiments the president conveyed to the nation earlier in the day. Each message reflected on the civil rights work which Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. began decades ago, on the progress we've made, but on the progress still that has to be made. WCHL's Rachel Nash was there and has more on yesterday's story.
It's history, and it's where we are now because of that history. And if it weren't for that history, we wouldn't have had this crowd here and all of these people who are joining in and raising their voices.
That's former State Senator Ellie Kinnaird. She was one of the many speakers at the rally. Minister Robert Campbell, president of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP, helped to organize the event, which police estimated was attended by 500 people.
It's a good day, a great day. Just see the diversity coming together and saying, let's keep hope alive. Let's keep humanity at the top. Let's keep humanity to a point where we can actually make sure that changes occur and that we can make sure that they are ever going, ever moving.
Across the state Wednesday, similar gatherings happened simultaneously in North Carolina's 12 other congressional districts.
We have to energize locally. That is the key for success. If we energize, mobilize, and keep it moving, we will overcome.
In addition to celebrating the anniversary of the March on Washington, the rallies were a continuation of the North Carolina NAACP's Moral Monday movement. The weekly demonstrations, which happened over the summer in protest of policies put forth by the Republican-led General Assembly, resulted in more than 900 arrests. For 17 years, Kinnaird represented Orange County in the state Senate. Along with thousands of protesters, she shared her disapproval over the current state of North Carolina's government and supported the Moral Monday movement. Kinnaird recently announced her resignation from the District 23 seat. She said she was tired of watching the reversal of many progressive measures which she and others had pushed through.
What we have to do is make very clear in the next election that we are going to take it back.
Bishop Larry Reed of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP said though he believes there is still much work to be done in the state, he was touched by the crowd's diversity at the rally.
When you look out, you couldn't take a paintbrush and make these colors. That's the beauty of saying, okay, it's not just a people of color or a people brown, white, black. It's a people.
Local elected officials from the three municipalities were among those in the crowd. A moment was taken to recognize the arrestees from the Moral Monday protests. The large group took to the steps of the courthouse as onlookers shouted, thank you. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
You can expect more people on the roads this coming weekend compared to previous Labor Day weekends.
A big factor is gas prices, which are the lowest this year going into Labor Day than they've been since 2010. We are seeing about an 8% decrease from where they were last year.
That is AAA Carolina's Communications Director, Angela Vogel-Daly. She tells WCHL with a combination of the national unemployment rate down nearly one full point compared to last year, and a point and a half from 2 years ago, the stock market on the rise and gas prices down. Daly says all those factors provide higher likelihood of travel for the last vacation of the summertime.
Domestically, supplies are good. Another factor this time of year is hurricanes, and we haven't seen any major hurricanes come through the Gulf so far. Obviously, September is peak time for that, so that's something we'll be monitoring.
And Daly says this is a continuing trend of the nation slowly returning from the Great Recession.
I think we've seen a slow and steady increase over the past several years. There's always other factors involved. Obviously, gas prices play a role, but this summer we've seen lower gas prices than we did for most of last summer, so we are seeing just a slight increase year over year.
She says this year's tropical activity, or lack thereof, has also contributed to favorable gas prices.
Last year we were dealing with Hurricane Isaac, and so that affected the weather, and it did cause a spike in gas prices last year.
Daly says the current conflict in Syria could contribute to added gas price increases. The United States and its allies are deciding whether to get involved after allegations of chemical weapons being used against civilians. The longest-serving provost in the history of Duke University says he's stepping down from that position. Peter Lang, who has been the school's chief academic officer since 1999, will relinquish the role at the conclusion of his third term next June. Lang will return to the faculty as the Thomas A. Langford University Professor for Political Science at Duke. Lang guided the university through 2 5-year strategic plans, Making a Difference and Building on Excellence, which led to the creation of Duke's signature interdisciplinary institutes. He also oversaw program planning for expansion that added new academic, student life, library, and arts facilities. Nearly two-thirds of current faculty members were appointed during his tenure, as were all current deans. Duke President Richard Broad has named a committee to search for Lang's successor. Well, we mentioned unemployment rates a moment ago. Unemployment here in Orange and Chatham counties improved just before the start of the new school year, as the two areas are second and third in the state, according to the North Carolina Department of Commerce. Both counties dropped 0.2% in July, as Orange fell to 6.2%, Chatham fell to 6.1%. Currituck County remains a county with the lowest unemployment statewide at 5.3%. Compared to the state rate of 8.9%, which saw an increase in July, the Triangle remains a strong area for jobs. Wake County saw a decrease of 0.1% to 7.2% in July. Durham County remains at 7.5%. Compared to a year ago, Orange County is a whole point better, from 7.2% to 6.2%. Chatham saw the same pattern, from 7.1% to 6.1%. For the full report from the Labor and Economic Analysis Division, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Organizers say thousands of fast food workers here in North Carolina and all over the country are set to stage walkouts today in dozens of cities. It's happening. It's part of a nationwide campaign to get chains such as McDonald's, Taco Bell, and Wendy's, and many others, to pay workers higher wages. Workers say they want $15 an hour. Many of them earn the minimum wage at $7.25 an hour. Or that works out to $15,000 a year. A lot of those folks who are unemployed would love to make $15 an hour, for sure. WCHL News Time, 7:40. Walt Mack has today's commentary on the way. But first, we're going to talk about what's happening at our website, chapelboro.com. And that is a place that is absolutely blowing up today. I've got to get on there later today and make all my picks week's games.
Don't run out of time.
But everybody can do that. You can be in the Chapelboro Football Pick'em Contest. You're going to compare notes with me and Art Chansky. And are you doing this too?
I'm in it, yeah.
All right, fantastic.
All of our Chapelboro celebrities are in there. Zach and Jordan, me, yeah. Rachel, Art, you. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else who's submitted some. Kenny Dyke.
We need to get Barry Leftwood to make some picks.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Get him on there too.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's always fun to do that. And we pick out 10 select college games. Each week we're going to be doing that. And weekly prizes will be given to the top contestants. So get entered in this thing. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And I will say that the week one, as to be expected, it's a bit easier. You can ease yourself into it. I'm not saying that it's a cakewalk. There are still some games that are challenging, but it's a good way to ease into the season. until you have to make the North Carolina, South Carolina pick at least.
Exactly. Yeah, that's not going to be easy, but there will be some other games on there that where, you know, the winner should be obvious.
Right.
It never is. You know, they don't play games on paper. So.
Duke's playing Central, NC Central. I'm trying to think there was one other. One that I had trouble with is California and Northwestern.
Yeah.
Mostly because either the team's not outstandingly great that I know of. So that's one of the harder ones to pick just because it's, you know, who knows who's going to take that one. There's Alabama, Virginia Tech is on there as well, so that's a big ACC-SEC matchup again, too. So.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of focusing on Carolina, but I've got to expand my horizons and get back into it for, you know, all the other teams around the country. It's going to be a great college football season.
4 hours away.
Exciting time.
Yes, sir.
Our coverage starts at 3 o'clock this afternoon on WCHL. What else you got for Chapelboro.com?
Well, lots more on Huddle Up with the Heels, and here in the next few hours we're going to have even more. And then it's just going to exponentially grow. Huddle Up with the Heels, lots of great columns to check out there. That is highlighted up on our main navigation page. You can see the UNC logo on the Huddle Up selector there on our navigation bar up at the top of the website, chapelboro.com. We have another Five Shows to Catch piece from Elliot Rubin. He's a local show extraordinaire.
I'm having the same problem this morning.
Geez, man. Yeah, no kidding. Who gives some good Labor Day picks. He's got five to be exact, and he's got some pictures, some clips, and videos, as always. Again, that's Elliot Rubin, so you'll want to check that out in our lifestyle section on our website, chapelboro.com. Lauren Cruz of Chapel Hill Training has a new health column up on how to stay motivated in your exercise and health. It's the little things that count, is what she says. And Jordan Rogers will have a preview piece up on the big game tonight. He'll have the recap tomorrow, or that will post tonight and tomorrow on our website, chapelboro.com. And then Art Chansky will have a follow-up story the next day. He'll have Saturday's story for a second look. Kind of a Monday morning quarterback kind of look from Art Chansky. And then Susan Murray has a photo gallery up, a new one, Back to School at University Mall. So lots going on our website, more than I can even mention this morning, but you can check it all out and more on our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
I can only imagine what it's like if you're a former player. You know, I'm excited about the opening of the football season. You know, I always wear a football jersey on game day and all that sort of thing.
But that's right.
If you actually played at Carolina, how exciting that must be.
Yeah.
Ryan Chakos was through the roof this morning.
That's right.
Next hour, we'll get to talk with Lauren Brownlow, who's been covering Carolina football for a long time.
That's right.
And find out what she has to say about tonight's matchup.
Exactly. And do want to remind you that if you usually listen to us by our stream, chapelboro.com, or on our app, that you can listen to our pregame coverage at 3 and 4 o'clock right up until we send it off to the Tar Heel Sports Network. But then at 5 o'clock, when we do send that off, our stream will be cut due to rights
contractual agreement.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And but you can still listen on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM.
Absolutely. Thanks a
bunch. All night long. Thank you.
And we'll see you with a look at traffic in just a few minutes here.
You bet.
744 at WCHL. Walt Mack, straight ahead.
Here's what a typical service department sounds like on Sundays, but not at Crown Honda of South Point. We're open 11 to 5 on Sundays. No one else does that. No more early morning drop-offs or rushing after work with the kids. We work around your schedule. And you can always count on Crown Honda of South Point for the best deal, like zero down and just $259 a month on a 2013 Honda Accord LX. For service beyond the sale, Crown Honda of South Point, now with service on Sundays.
Betty Davis famously said, "Getting old is not for sissies." What she didn't say is that dealing with aging loved ones is no easy task either. HomeWatch Caregivers gives you the support you need for your loved ones. From simple companionship to comprehensive personal care, its trained staff gives you peace of mind. You can relax knowing your family member is well taken care of. HomeWatchCaregivers.com or call 919-960-6038. HomeWatch Caregivers. Let our family care for yours.
Cater your next special event anywhere in the Triangle and beyond with award-winning Dickie's Barbecue Pit. We will customize for weddings, rehearsal dinners, family reunions, graduations, and more. Simple or fancy, from boxed lunches, pickup buffets, through full-service catering. Talk to us, your catering experts. Big or small, we can do it all. With 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides, you will have a special event that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, located in Durham, off Mount Moriah Road, also in Cary and downtown Raleigh.
Chapel Hill is where economic development is Commerce Plus. And now you can keep up and join the conversation on Twitter by searching for hashtag Commerce Plus. You'll find your neighbors and town staff talking and sharing about economic development, trends, local news, and much more. Be inspired, be educated, be in the know. Follow us on Twitter at CHEconDEV or search hashtag Commerce Plus. To find out more, visit opentobusiness.biz.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM.
Yes, sir.
Chapel Hill Carboro's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station.
Woo!
Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Thank you, Coach. Go get him tonight, 7:47 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Walt Mack. Another controversy has popped up at the Chapel Hill Carboro Schools. This time, it's about class rankings. Should class rankings be eliminated on transcripts? Well, Superintendent Tom Frisella thinks so, and he wants to change a state law that requires it. It's a trend that's sweeping the nation, as a growing number of private and public schools are scrapping the practice altogether. As competition to gain admission to prestigious schools increases, the pressure and stress on academically motivated students is mounting. Ivy League schools like Harvard, Princeton, and Yale would prefer to have class rankings shown on transcripts. It makes the admission process a lot easier. But there is an abundance of other data available to help determine whether a student is academically head and shoulders above the rest, namely ACT and SAT scores. The grading system has changed drastically over the years. In the 50s and 60s and 70s, students who wanted to continue their education took more rigorous college prep courses, and that was sufficient to gain admission. Now we have advanced placement courses. Those courses are tougher, and a student might receive a B instead of an A for a less taxing course. That could result in that student dropping down as much as 40 places in class ranking. It doesn't make for a level playing field, does it? The time has come for a change in the practice of listing class rankings on transcripts, and the state legislatures should act to assure that it does happen. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue.
The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you, superstar, disc jockey, morning talk show host. Been here forever, keeping us doing it right, Ron Stutz.
Time again for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by the Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, immersed in the East 54 community, where you can book your private dining party from 10 to 300 people in one of five different private dining rooms. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, East 54 in Chapel Hill. Now with traffic, here's Rand.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic still moving smoothly for the most part out there right now. We do see a little bit of a slowdown on NC 54 eastbound and westbound between Barmby Chapel Road and I-40, the regular morning commuting traffic, slowing things down there. There is one accident to let you know about, not on the main roadway, but on TW Alexander at NC 54. Seeing another accident there. We've seen some problems there the last couple days, so use caution when traveling in that area. Also, Apex Highway, if that's the main route for you. We're seeing some slowdown southbound from I-40 down to TW Alexander. Could have to do with that accident just a little bit, but doesn't look to be affecting that directly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Now, I know there's some Carolina football fans in the road. I'll be calling you in a few minutes and let you know all about that.
There we go.
I can become a WCHL Road Warrior as well. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro Weather, brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or a custom piece that you've been dreaming of for years, Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza, next to Whole Foods. 76 degrees in Chapel Hill, 75 in Carboro, also 76 this morning in Hillsboro. Mostly cloudy today, a chance of a shower in the afternoon, only a 20% chance, though. High today in the middle 80s, tonight partly cloudy with a low of 65, and then tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. Good weather expected for kickoff time tonight down in Columbia, South Carolina, for Carolina and the Gamecocks. The real Carolina will stand up tonight, I hope. All right, we have Wayne Pond on the line today, and Wayne, how are things this morning in Chatham County?
Hey, big guy, I got a dandy for you this morning. You ready for this?
I am absolutely ready.
All right. Well, you've heard the term plenary, I'm sure. P as in Paul, P-L-E-N-A-R-Y, plenary, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, applied to politics. This is a word that means complete in every respect, absolute, unqualified. So I thought I'd toss it to you this morning as a way to describe WCHL's coverage of Carolina football. There is not a scintilla. There is not the slightest trace of a shadow, of a hint, of a detail that will escape your attention. Am I right?
You're absolutely right. Thank you.
Well, I'm only hoping. There it is. Okay. Plenary. P-L-E-N-A-R-Y. There is your word of the day. It is an adjective. Run, enjoy it, treasure it, put it on its little leash, take it for a walk, and I'll talk to you in the morning.
I appreciate it, Wayne. Wayne Pond's word of the day, and WCHL brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Coming up next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day, spell it, and define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. 7:53,
97.9 FM, WCHL. Once again, time for the clean joke of the day. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Lauren Stafford.
That's right. Time to see if I can make Ron wince or laugh.
I would probably go with wince.
Well, there does seem to be a 60-40.
That's what I would guess.
On the wincing and pain.
Yeah, that's right. That's
versus
right.
The knee slapper. All right.
Well, I'm impervious to pain by now, so it doesn't matter.
You're numb. You're numb to the bad
That's
joke.
That's right.
That's good.
I'm comfortably numb.
Well, then perfect. On that note, yeah. Here's a joke from Mae McClendon.
Oh, well, good. Right. Yeah, I never wince when Mae tells jokes or sends jokes.
Exactly.
I usually appreciate them.
A little boy opened the big and old family Bible with fascination, looking at the old pages as he turned them. Then something fell out, and he picked it up and looked at it closely.
Mm-hmm.
It was an old leaf from a tree that had been pressed in between the pages. The boy called out, "Mama, look what I found." His mother asked, "What have you got there, dear?" With astonishment in his voice, the boy answered, "It's Adam's suit."
Okay.
Oh, Mae, you just added to the 60% wincing.
That's right, Mae. You slipped back. You're going to have to step forward twice next time.
That's okay. We'll give her another chance.
That's good.
We'll forget. We'll give
her. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Anytime.
Have a great day.
You too.
Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill is breaking records this month with Performance Subaru 70. I'm Gerald LeMoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru. Never before have we sold 70 new Subarus in 1 month, and we want to blow that threshold away. There's a lot to love about Subaru, the safety and reliability. And right now, you can get it all for a great deal, like a 2014 Subaru Legacy 2.5i for $194 per month. That's a brand new Subaru for $194 per month. Wow! Follow our progress on Facebook and Twitter. If we sell 70 Subarus this month, every person who bought will be automatically entered to a drawing for a weekend escape to Asheville or Wilmington and the use of a Subaru to enjoy for the weekend. Wow! The Performance Subaru 70, your opportunity to win.
Stock number D40570EAA. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $29.99 due at signing includes $650 lease cash and excludes tax tag and $549 dock fee. Zero security deposit. Financing with approved credit. Take delivery before 8/31/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com. The Subaru A Lot to Love event now through September 3rd. Performance Subaru is a Hendrick team member.
Carolina football coming your way tonight.
Shotgun snap. Renner play action to Blue. Deep over the middle. Tapley for six.
Our coverage starts at 3 o'clock with Countdown to Kickoff, presented by UNC Healthcare. And we will be so happy to be here and break it all down for you on WCHL. 3 until 4, you got Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by UNC Healthcare. That'll be followed by The Good Sports with Art C and Bob Lee from 4 until 5. Then from 5 until 6, it's the Tar Heel Network's pregame show. Then 6 o'clock, game time. We'll be here with complete game coverage and also post-game coverage from Paul Connell after it's all over. North Carolina versus South Carolina right here on WCHL, and it happens tonight.
It's summer, and we're all spending more time playing sports and enjoying outdoor activities. With that means more injuries, bumps, and bruises. That's why UNC Family Medicine is your one-stop shop for treating injuries. You'll be cared for by the same staff that works with UNC teams and Chapel Hill Carborough School Sports. From on-site x-rays to physical therapy, UNC Family Medicine is here. And you can make appointments easily on the web at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
This is Stacy Chapman at the Print Shop in University Mall. It's time for our annual back-to-school dry mounting sale. Don't miss out on 20% 10% off all dry mounting now through Labor Day. With our massive selection of fine art prints and these great dry mounting savings, we can help you spruce up your dorm room, apartment, or house in no time. Take advantage of our dry mounting on the spot while you wait and save money while you're at it. So hurry on in. Sale ends Labor Day. The Print Shop, for over 40 years, your art, print, and framing store in University Mall.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid. Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
What most people see as their golden years, some people see as their golden opportunity. To stay active, to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Betamont community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, you can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. Call 919-259-7000 to learn more about life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Hey, listen, a lot of excitement tomorrow afternoon at Cruisers Convenient Marketplace this Friday from 2 until 6 p.m. It's a customer appreciation event. Enjoy giveaways, save money on Coke 12-packs, win prizes, and learn how to save 18 cents a gallon on gas. Cruisers fountain drinks, only 49 cents. Tomorrow, between 2 and 6 p.m. at Cruisers Chapel Hill North, WCHL will be there broadcasting live. Time for another August gift card media month giveaway. And all month long, we'll be giving away gift cards to some of our favorite local restaurants, including 411 West, Buns, Dickie's Barbecue Pit, Elmo's Diner, Glass Half Full, Mez, Page Road Grill, Spanky Squids, Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, and more. And today, the winner is Justin Simmons of Durham. Congratulations, Justin. You have won a $75 gift card to Buns. Go to our Facebook page. Get registered, but time is running out.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
76 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain. High today about 85.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals